And they was on a wagon wheel with steel outside, what do you call that?
Fella.
We talked a minute ago about you mentioned plowing. Did you use different kinds of plows? Can you tell me about that?
Oh yeah, we had the scooter plow, it was just a little straight plow. And all that did is just make us a little furrow. And then we had shovel plows, it's just the bigger scooter. Makes a bigger furrow. Then we have the turn plow. They just take the sheet of that dirt and capsize it.
Shovel plows is just the biggest.
Then we have sweeps that just kind of going down the top of the ground and save the roots off of stuff that's going down. That half sweeps.
Did you have anything that pulverized the ground real fine?
Yeah, but you know how. The Acme was pretty good. That was a blade that went back, had a double twist in it. Twist up right in there, twist the other way there. As well as Tetler's hard and bust them up. I remember folks got the Acme House. You had an oak brush, they had the oak tree down and trim the limbs up and drag it over there where it's covered. Yeah, I put an oak brush over all stuff I helped. Fix the aviation pier, yeah. For the first plane that ever landed here at Fort Meade. And we tried to let it off some ground. Down there by the tunnel. So I had a little old homemade modern piece. Took that thing, I got a big oak top. Little red circle there, all that. That is our oak top, is all we had. And down the road, well, that's what I used to do. I knew how to use that for you. And then I used that oak top for that's a good job. Plane came in. I seen you.
What did they call it? You know, on the wagon thing, the wheels of the wagon fit on? What'd you call that? They'd run there from one wheel to the other one.
The axle?
Yes, and say you had a log, a piece of limb out in the middle of the road, you might say we tied a rope to it and how'd you get out of the way? Just
the axle? I remember
that. Say you came across a big log or something across the road. You'd say, well, I just tied a rope to it and
wanted
out of the way and
get
out of the way.
Snake it out?
Yes. We talked earlier, you know, we talked about the barn and things like that. Could you describe for me the house you grew up in? Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, it was what they call a box house. It was lumber. And on the outhouse, the log was this one. Number and I believe it has about it.
It's what they call a box house. A number. Now the outhouse is
a 20 by 24 room, the main body.